It's that time when we like to go across the ditch to chat to Kirst and Beaver. Fletch, you got some stuff lined up for
them? Yeah, we're going to chat to them. I'm quite interested in their take on the Warriors.
All right, how good it's going. Let's listen in, see if they've...
How it comes across.
What's this? Is this SENZ? This is what's happening over there.
It stinks to high heaven. The Saudis won, and it didn't look as though that was going to happen a year ago, but money talks.
Yeah, money does talk.
Money talks. That's usually what we're saying about those Australians, aren't we, Beav? When it comes to poaching our players, our top talent, money talks.
Yeah. Hey, guys, how are you? We're on the other line here.
We were listening.
Hi, guys.
Yeah. That's not nice.
Yeah, how is the Australian coach of the Warriors going? How is Andrew Webster?
You know, he's not doing too badly. We'll keep him.
He's in New Zealander, isn't he?
He can
have a Kiwi.
Hey, guys, what's been going on? What's happened the last week that I haven't seen you? What's going on in your lives?
Curse, where do you start?
Is there something going on there?
But he's about to come out of retirement.
Oh, B.
We're still trying to convince him to chuck the boots on. It is old boys weekend at his club this weekend.
Oh, yes, you got to do that, Beav. You got to do that.
Well, I'd rather be in the tent drinking beers, to be fair, Fletch. I must admit,
yeah.
playing in the afternoon when it's freezing cold, I'd rather be parked upside the barbie. But yes, if there's a chance.
What's your old team?
Just my local club team, my little town, Waiuku. So yeah. We're having a bit of a go up there on Saturday afternoon. So we're still trying to rope me into playing, which I really don't want to do.
How old are you, Beav?
I'm 39, look 69.
Oh,
so,
mate, 39.
Yeah. Okay, let's do this, Beav. We've been doing this BMIs. It's BMI Mondays, but it's a Wednesday now.
Oh, right, yeah.
So you're...
Yes.
Okay, what's your weight? How much are you weighing?
It's post-France. I'm still struggling to get that French weight off. It's 110 at the moment.
Jesus, Beav.
It's not Beav.
But how tall's Beav? How big are you?
Yeah, 6'10"?
What are we looking at?
6'2". 6'2". Put it in the... flux capacitor. So, because why we're doing this is because I was going to wait till the end, but let's just do it now. Give me a bit of a how bizarre.
There we go.
So, guys, this is what I was getting to. Air New Zealand is to weigh passengers before they board the plane. So, basically, Alistair James, who's the load control specialist. You wouldn't want to say that the wrong way. We weigh everything that goes on the aircraft, from the cargo to the meals on board to the luggage on the hull. So what they're going to do, travellers will be asked to stand on a digital scale when they check in for their flight. The information about their weight is then submitted out to the food court so everyone can laugh and stare at all the fat people. So why is this? And you've got to strip down. I understand you've got to strip
nude,
down.
Nude, it says.
No.
Oh, not nude.
Your undies. Yeah.
Undies, sorry.
Is this some sort of sick joke?
Cursed.
Well, at least if you're stripping down, you take a few kilos off, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So they don't want to, if you're carrying anything like that. But why is it? Are they saying
the owner of the airline just a bit of a perv? Is that what's happening here?
I think the government owns the airline.
Oh, well,
they regularly do it, apparently.
Right.
Okay. I think they do it every 6 months or so, I think I read somewhere.
Oh. And it's only in New Zealand?
Yes. Well, that's the only airplane we've got pretty much in this country.
Okay. What about a bit of Jetstar love?
Jetstar. I'll take anyone.
Yeah.
If you just show up, they're happy with you, to be fair. Right. But no, it's the only one that does it.
Okay, well, Beav, you're going to struggle because you're 111 kilos. Is that correct? And you're 190 centimetres.
More or less.
Your BMI is 31, so you're obese.
Is that
just
right?
Yeah.
Well, you're meant to be between 20 and 25, is it?
Yeah. There's another one here. There's another range. It just says the GT class, where that's the perfect body composition.
Right. Okay. Now, tell me you're not going to do Kirst next.
What are you tipping him at?
I have no idea. I honestly don't know what I weighed since I was about 15 years old.
All right, she's tipping them in. I don't know what she's tipping them at.
What's GT weighing?
He's probably, 96, 97?
Ooh.
5% body fat.
Yeah, how tall?
I think he's under, he's 3%.
How tall is he?
Wow.
How tall is he, Beav? Yeah. Taller than you, same height?
Same height.
Same height.
Same height.
Put it in, Beav. Brooksy, please. Put it in. I noticed, speaking about the Warriors, we're chatting about Andrew Webster, he's re-signed, which is great. So how many more years has he got?
Another three, I think, now.
Oh, good on.
Was it two
so
or three?
So what's he up to now? Three now.
Yeah, it was a two-year deal, so they've extended him.
I love that he's the... Now, because you know there was that Tigers team that always had all those players that they let go that went on to great things. Now they've got a coach.
Yes.
Because obviously Webster was... So when they do that Tigers 17, they've got the coach that went and went on to great things.
Yeah, they had Toddy Payton there too.
Yeah.
Let him go.
Jeez, oh.
But they are flying, and is everyone... Everyone's still in love with the Warriors, Curse?
Yeah, we love sold-out stadiums at Mount Smart. It's so good. And did you see all the streakers in the Hawke's Bay 2 weeks ago?
So like 23?
Beavers out there.
23 streakers, was it, or something?
Getting ready for a flight. Didn't we talk about this?
Yes, Napier. Yeah, it actually upset a few people.
Ooh,
but
why?
We thought it was quite entertaining.
Why did it upset people?
Well, people were just saying it was disrespectful to the players having to stop the game all the time. And
Were they nude or were they?
No.
So
that was disrespectful.
That's the problem. The modern day streaker, the art's died.
Exactly. You can't call them streakers.
No, they're just
pitch
roustabouts.
Invaders.
Yes. Pitch invaders.
Pitch invaders. Like, bring it back.
1,000,000%.
Like, I think if you're going to streak, do it properly because you're going to get a fine anyway.
Is Napier cold?
Yeah. At that time of year, yep.
Maybe that's it.
7:30 at night, yep.
What about, Bea, this is a question for you, Eddie Jones. So they're saying he won't be in the job after the World Cup. Do you think he's just playing?
I saw that. He's had to backtrack now. I think it was just, he just wanted another headline, didn't he? I mean, rugby didn't have any headlines, so he just sparked another one. He's come out and said, no, that's incorrect. I will be there post that, but that's just my mentality is I'm just focused on the World Cup.
Gotcha.
So, okay. I see his backtrack. What I was going to ask you, mate, is State of Origin 1 obviously didn't go the Blues way. Now, as a former State of Origin Blues player,
yes,
does it just make you sick that they, I mean, I'm sitting back watching this just laughing, but all the commentary after the game was just the fact that it was spirit, it was character, as if to say the guys in Queensland just have a mortgage on being good hearty buggers as opposed to a New South Welshman?
Yeah, that term has never been more apt. You hearty buggers. There's not much we can say, B.
I think Gus Gould said that on the coverage.
B, there's not much we can say. They say this Queensland spirit, and the last two Origin games, we've been in front in the last 10 or so minutes, and they've come from behind and beat us.
Well, with a player down this time as well.
I don't think it's... The New South Wales don't have spirit. The game that we played last week, we should have won. In Origin, if you're in front with 8 minutes to go and you're two in front and against 12 men, that was the way we played. And if Nathan Cleary could have his time back again, I'm sure he would, is just get rid of it. Kick down there and make Queensland come from outside their own half. That's the difference. I just think, how would I frame this? I think their senior players, Daly Cherry-Evans, Cameron Munster, they understand the game management side of it. I don't think there's anything to do with Queensland spirit. They were smarter than us. That's all.
Hey, do you guys go for Queensland because you're New Zealanders?
Yeah.
See that? Because Mel
Not in a ridiculous way, but no. It's
basically anybody outside of New South Wales goes for Queensland, right? Because all of Victoria does.
Well, it's a lot of the underdog thing. That's
right.
That's my understanding. Underdog. So when New South Wales were dominating all those years...
When you were there,
but what about this?
Imagine short balls.
What a story if this New South Wales side can be the first team ever in the history of Origin, which is now 43 years old, and Nicho Hynes leads us to victory.
Is it Nicho Hynes?
I think they'll go with Nicho, because we've had a bit of an incident today. Cody Walker, late breaking news, has strained his quad at training today. So he... maybe out this weekend, and then, of course, they pick the side. So I would suggest they'll go with Luai and Nicho, which...
Now, I don't know if you guys saw it, but your co-worker, Joel, was the absolute highlight of Origin 1 for me. Obviously, last week, he tipped us, and I went on it, Crichton to score a try.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if you guys have seen the social clipped-up version that we saw on the SEN League channel, but Joel absolutely loses the gherkin when Crichton scores. Okay. I'd love to know how much you had on it, Fletch.
I don't know. Where's this Gergen audio? Have we got any
Gergens?
Gergens
was lost.
Is there? No, I haven't.
Poor old Sands Gergen.
No.
Poor old Manor was getting assaulted next to him with little jabs because he was that pumped up. And I'm thinking, well, I put a little bit on it. I'd love to know how much Joel had on it because he got sidetracked there at one stage.
Yeah, he loves Stevie Crichton. He says at the age of, 23, 24, he just scores in big games. So we can mock Sugar. We make fun of his rank sayings and stuff like that.
Can tip him.
Yeah, but he can tip. He does a lot of research. Like if you're gonna give tips out, unlike us, I've got to say the same.
You've got to say the gambling thing.
Oh,
yeah.
God, what is it again?
Do they have that in New Zealand?
No, don't talk about gambling over there.
Oh, at all.
Can't do anything over
really?
There.
Really? Is that?
I'll bet responsibly.
Really?
Can't do anything. No sponsors. That's when teams go over there, they're not allowed to have their gambling logos.
I think you're thinking of North Korea.
No.
New Zealand?
No, true, isn't it? Steve.
Yeah, and we lose half your show. When Laurie comes on at the end of your show on a Sunday, we get cut out because we're not allowed to hear about your gambling addiction.
Okay, well, I can tell you this, you're not missing much. You are not missing much. You may as well put on an episode of Neighbours. Laurie comes on and he hasn't, speaking about tipping, he hasn't tipped a winner. He hasn't tipped, no, sorry, he has. He has a thing called the Laurie's Lock. And he's been doing this for 6 years. I think he's had three.
So sorry, as in like 30 rounds.
So 680. It's 180.
He's had three.
It's 180.
Does he still do that thing about, we'll be eating Chinese tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We've gone off that now. Yeah. Now we're eating a cup of soups.
Yeah, right.
No, he likes his Thai. Likes his Thai.
Does he?
Yeah.
What's he like at the Thai restaurant?
Loves his
Is he into the roti?
That's not Thai.
Yeah, it is.
Roti.
Isn't it?
Yeah, the bread, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think you'll find that's more Indian.
No,
that's naan.
No.
Naan is Indian bread. Yes. Roti is Thai bread.
Malaysia.
You can
get
roti at the butter chicken shop.
Correct. No, it's not roti.
No. Hey, can somebody text in? Do you have many listeners that... Anyway, we digress. Hey, super rugby quarters this week. We've got the Waratahs taking on the Blues.
Come on, the Tars.
After last week, does anybody give the Waratahs any chance?
None whatsoever.
No, I didn't think so.
Take the Blues on the minus 19 and a half.
All right. Well, there you go. I'll be hitting Timmy Minner if this comes up. Hey, guys, we've got to go. Just before we go, GT, perfect specimen, it says. We put it in the flux capacitor. 25.21, it just says perfect. Good catch. Wear a shirt. I've got to go, guys.
Not OP.
Bye, guys.
Right.
Bye, guys.
What a chat.
See ya. All right.
Say hello to GT for me, Kirst.
There you go.